The Y95 Radiothon in support of the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation is coming up on the 3rd of March, and we're very excited for that, as always. And right now I'm joined by Dr. Brian Moses. He's the Chief of Internal Medicine. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what specifically is being raised money for this particular Radiothon. Dr. Moses, first off, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit first off about, as a doctor, what the Radiothon and raising this money and the foundation itself means to you.
Sure. So I am incredibly thankful for the foundation and all the work that they do. It certainly makes my job easier on many levels. So we are lucky in Canada to have universal health care, but at the same time, that does mean healthcare costs are high. It's a lot of tax dollars. Government spends a lot of money. And inevitably, that sometimes means that some of the higher level pieces of equipment or things that are provided or able to be provided are either not available sometimes, or wait lists might be very long to have certain tests done, or people maybe have to travel to have those tests done just because, you know, resources are not infinite. And so having a hospital foundation who is very supportive and is very successful in raising funds really is beneficial to our hospital in terms of obtaining equipment and necessary resources to allow us to provide as much care as possible here. I certainly encounter patients regularly who really dislike the travel to Halifax for a variety of reasons. So to have to send them to Halifax or really anywhere outside of the Tri-County area for investigations can be problematic. So the more we can provide closer to home, the better for them. So the Hospital Foundation definitely helps us to be able to do that.
Okay, so every year something different gets raised money for, and this time through it's all about cardiac equipment. Could you help us through this? What are we specifically raising money for?
Sure. So this one particularly touches close to home for me, and I'm really excited about this opportunity. And it really in many ways ties back to one issue, and that is that for quite a long time now, and at a best guess, I would say maybe 8 years or so, we've not had a cardiologist in our area. So cardiologists are a subspecialty of internal medicine. So I'm an internist, and we have other internists here, and we all do some cardiology, but we are not subspecialists. So there are a few things in particular in terms of diagnostic testing that we can't do locally because we don't have a cardiologist. And those include things such as transesophageal echocardiograms, which are a special ultrasound of the heart, which are done by putting an ultrasound probe down the throat and looking from the inside, or doing stress echocardiograms. So it's a special kind of stress test where rather than just monitoring the electrical patterns of the heart, you can actually monitor the wall motion function of the heart as you're exercising. So these tests can be very helpful in identifying problems such as clots inside the heart, or bacteria on heart valves, or identifying ischemic heart disease in patients where we can't identify it through a regular stress test. And we've not been able to provide those locally. Patients would have had to go to Halifax or Kentville to have them. And part of that has to do with equipment, but that was not really the major issue. The major issue was the lack of cardiologists. So over the holidays, and really this stretches back much farther than that, but we've been looking, of course, for a long time, and we were able to sort of identify a potential candidate last year in the early part of the year. But between issues such as the pandemic slowing things down, but also some back and forth with this particular cardiologist about equipment needs that would make it attractive for him to want to come here, it wasn't until December that we were able to actually sign this person on. So the exciting news is we have a cardiologist joining us in September of this year, and that kind of was done only because of the support of the foundation. So when they heard that there was a cardiologist interested, but that there was a bit of a hang up because of some equipment needs, they were very excited about the opportunity to help provide that equipment so that we could secure a cardiologist for Yarmouth.
That is absolutely huge, especially considering how many people everywhere, all over Canada, have cardiac issues, including myself, as a matter of fact. So this is a pretty significant thing.
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting and has been a definite win for our area. And the Hospital Foundation played a big role in that, for sure.
Excellent. Now, when you're talking about this equipment, what kind of money are we talking? This stuff is hugely expensive.
Right. So there are various pieces of equipment that tie into this, some of them being very small in cost, but some of them much larger. So the biggest one being the purchase of an additional ultrasound machine. So having the ability to do transesophageal echocardiograms and stress echo is excellent, but it does mean that echo machine is being used, and you can't do regular diagnostic echocardiograms if the machine is being used doing these other procedures. And already echocardiograms have a very long wait time. So someone who's waiting for an echocardiogram might wait 4 to 6 months to have that done. And that is even worse in some areas, but even still, 4 to 6 months is a long time to wait for a procedure of that nature. And so we would be increasing that wait time if we didn't have another machine, because that machine doing those tests would be pulled out of service to do transesophageal echo and stress echo, and patients would have to wait longer for their transthoracic or regular echocardiogram. So that was something we didn't want, for sure. And so purchasing a new one will allow the diagnostic echoes to continue, and perhaps even for that wait list to shorten a little bit, but still allow us to provide these extra services, which is fantastic. So that purchase is significant. I don't remember the number, but in the ballpark of, you know, $500,000. The other pieces of equipment, some of them are kind of mid-range, so they are purchasing new cardiac monitoring equipment for inpatient usage, such as in the intensive care unit. So that will be helpful for monitoring the heart when people are in critically ill states. And then other things have a smaller cost. So, for example, a specific probe that would allow us to do the transesophageal echocardiogram, the one where they put it down your throat and look from the inside. Mm-hmm. So that, I don't know the cost, but more in the maybe $10,000 or $20,000 range. So there are various bits of equipment, the big piece being the extra ultrasound machine, and then various other bits that will kind of go along with that.
Excellent. Dr. Moses, first off, thank you so much for everything you do. Thanks for taking the time to explain to us what is happening. And here's to a great radiothon and to some continued great work coming out of the Yarmouth Hospital Foundation.
Thanks, Wade. It's my pleasure, and I certainly encourage everyone to do what you can to support the Hospital Foundation.